it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Diak?
Yeah.
It's your favorite day, man.
Oh, yes. Very excited.
We do a lot of different topics on this show, but the one that Tiak loves the most is...
mundane celebrity encounters.
Now listen, if the most famous person in the world, let's say Taylor Swift.
Sure.
She falls down, she's convulsing, and you give her CPR, what? And she wakes up and says, thank you, and here's $10,000 for your trouble. Mm-hmm. That, my friends, not is mundane. Not mundane.
No. No, we don't want to hear about that.
I almost would argue any Taylor Swift story is no longer mundane.
Because she's so big,
yeah.
And she's very attentive to her fans. Mm-hmm. It's mundane celebrity encounter is when, I know Aaron's got other ones, but like Billy Ray Cyrus walked up to Aaron and said, where's the trash? And she's like, right there.
Did you say anything or did you just point?
I said, I think over there.
Nice. Crushed it.
That's what we want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking to yourself, I can't win anything on a radio station with my stupid story. Well, today you can. Because it's these kind of stories. Like, Tiak is the one who takes the calls. And if your story's got a little too much meat on the bone, he's going to be like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The more mundane, the better.
This makes me nervous. I hate stories. Because, like, I don't know how to react. Because at no point will we ever be going like, whoa.
Huh. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
They're celebrities. They're regular people. They're out doing regular. They need to throw stuff away.
Yeah.
Where's the trash?
Yeah.
That's so funny to me.
Well, the reason this is coming up, you can thank your buddy over here, Erica, because she's been in therapy and is clearly going through regression therapy or something.
Hey, hold on.
And remembering all this. She'll come in every day. It's like, I just remembered another one.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I have to, like, humble brag. I lived in LA and I worked in a job where I saw a lot of celebrities. So I think sometimes when you are inundated with them, it can be hard to remember the ones that are really, like...
mundane?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay, so give us one that you've remembered.
Right, just came to me. I was called in for jury duty. It was the first time ever doing jury duty. I was stressed out. What do you wear? Where do you park? What about lunch? Was so
what
stressed.
What about lunch?
That's the third question. That's the most important one.
You didn't pack anything?
Well, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to bring food into a courtroom.
Tiak is always so mad. Yeah. Okay.
And so I'm there and, you know, you just sit there and you wait for your number to be called or what, or your name, whatever it is. And they're calling a bunch of names and I hear. And actually, I had seen this person, but I was like, they look familiar. I hear, you know, Slacker. Aaron, Jason Priestley.
The Jason Priestley.
And I thought, well, no one else is reacting. There's no way. And then he got up and walked right past me and I was like, ding, ding, ding. It is. It sure is.
Wow.
Now I want everybody listening on the edge of your seat going like, and then he turned to Erica and picked her up and kissed her hard on the mouth.
No,
that wouldn't be mundane. He just walked past you. And you had jury duty the same day.
We both got excused that day. I think I saw him on the way out as well.
How do you like this?
This is the best thing ever.
I'm dying.
How
it's
do
awesome.
You like this? It's so bad.
He had jury duty. That's so funny.
Yeah. And you know, I always wondered, can celebrities get jury duty? And sometimes I believe that show Jury Duty was based on my experience. Because celebs can.
Mm.
I just remembered one that I've never told.
Oh,
breaking world premiere.
There's a bar. It was the tavern downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's now whatever it turned into. Drake just played. Drake just rolled in there.
Oh yeah.
Not Drake.
Oh,
Drake
that
Bell.
El Patio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right. He did.
It wasn't Drake.
No, it was Drake.
No,
Bell.
It was Drake Bell.
No, it was Drake. Drake.
No.
Drake, it was Drake. Drake Bell.
No.
Okay, so that celebrity story gets shot down. Anyway, the guy who owned that's a guy named Frank, and Frank made a ton of money on all these places and became friends with some big time celebrities, not the least of which is old number seven.
Who?
Oh.
Mr.
John Elway himself.
Didn't know if we were going to share that.
Oh my God. You like the fact that you're still. Yes,
quarterback.
The quarterback of the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Anyway, I think he bought his yacht. Bought Elway's old yacht. Anyway, I used to have to talk at one of the clubs that Frank owned every Friday night or whatever. So I would go back and forth between the office and say hi to Frank or whatever. I was leaving the office and John Elway walked up to me and said, "Frank here?" I was like, "Yeah, back there."
Did you know it was him?
If you've seen John Elway's face, man can eat an apple through a picket fence. You know when it's like,
oh my God, that's mean.
He's got a huge mouth. He's got huge teeth.
Yeah, I know, but that's so mean.
Not what I was expecting him to look like.
John Elway, like when it's like, "Frank back there?" Like, "Yeah, right over there. This is Frank's friend." He's right over there.
Yep.
And that was it.
Yep. Yeah.
I love him.
He's giggling like a schoolgirl.
Then he picked me up into his arms and kissed me like he was Jason Priestley at jury
day. It was perfect. Mundane.
Frank's right back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you... are we sure we want to do this? Because we can call an audible and do...
Yeah, I want to do it.
If you've had an encounter with a celebrity, but only a mundane one, mm-hmm. we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
There was one time where I was in the Chattanooga airport, very small. The same TSA agents do security, and then they walk over, and they do gate agents.
I've been in those size airports.
It's so crazy.
It's awesome.
Insane.
Yeah, they're the ticket agent out front. They're the TSA. Yep. Got it.
And walking through the one lane of security was Dr. Drew.
Oh, Dr. Drew Pinsky?
Pinsky, yeah.
Whoa. Yep.
And he was on the phone the whole time, so I didn't get to say anything to him. But he would bounce between the gates because people would start to like notice him.
And you had to duck and cover, duck and cover, duck and cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have.
Did you ever even give him like the little head nod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a picture. I was with my friend Melina and he's behind her. And so I pretended.
She pretended to take a picture of her.
She's like leaning over. It's so good.
And he's just like such a celebrity. It's like, what are you even going to say to him?
Yeah.
Thanks for your service. I don't know. Wasn't he doing like mental health work on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he do Loveline?
He was on Loveline and then he did all the Teen Mom stuff.
Yeah.
Which I think he was in town for that because there was something with one of the Teen Moms in
I have
Tennessee.
An airport one too that I've never told before.
World exclusive.
When I was flying in the Des Moines airport, the Bachelor, Chris Soules, I think was his name.
Okay.
He was the guy from Iowa.
Uh-huh.
The Bachelor from Iowa. He was at the airport and I was sitting in one of the seats and he came over and he said, "Can you plug in? Like, do those have plugs?" I said, "No."
So good.
You guys, this is...
No, it's...
It's also like, why did he pick you to ask?
I don't
know. Probably because you're the least likely to know who he was.
Brad.
That is a huge... Yeah. That's probably true.
It could
be, this dude
doesn't
watch The Bachelor. He's not going to fangirl on
I don't,
him.
Yeah.
Did you know who it was?
Yeah, because there was, much like Dr. Drew, there's a little bit of a commotion.
Yeah.
Also,
on, you know?
Let's be fair. Anybody gets even an ounce of fame and they're from Iowa, you've got their bio memorized.
We do. We're prideful. Yeah.
Okay.
The other, I also ran into Josh Peck at a party before.
I'm jealous of that.
And I saw him and I said, "Is this the line for the bathroom?" And he said, "Yeah." And so I waited behind him.
Wow. And you didn't say like, "Hey man, I loved Drake and Josh."
No, we're in the line for the bathroom. You know? This wasn't the time. I was going to circle back later, but. Didn't
I
get
just
a chance,
remember
so.
Somebody going like, didn't we have a call and they said,
"Just remembered another one."
Okay, but then somebody like, they were on a ferry or something and they were like, they didn't have a watch or a phone and they were like, and there's a dude with a watch and like, "Hey, do you know what time it is?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's 7:45. And it was Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, "Thanks." Wow.
Thanks, mister.
All right, well, Erica will tell us 17 more stories, and we'll get your stories as well. Maybe. Mundane celebrity encounters. 303-222-5423.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It kills me that people call in for this.
It's so good.
Oh, I love it.
I just assume it's going to flop and we will never have to do it again.
Can I really quickly tell my
Yeah, that's yes, right. You yes. saw it. It's called okay. Mundane Celebrity Encounter.
Yes. So my mom and I were on a road trip from Northern California to Southern California to visit my sister in college. She did not live in LA. I will make that very clear. Okay. So this was shocking. Well, kind of. We walk in. Oh, the car broke down. Our car broke down. So we had to go to a dealership and we are picking up the car and we walk into the dealership and we have our dog with us. And Betty White
shut
says cute dog. And then she sneezed and my mom said, bless you. And that was it?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Betty White.
It's such a huge name.
Yeah.
And she deserves accolades. She deserves you going like, Ms. White, I followed your career. Well, nope. Just
no. And also, you. I was the biggest fan of her from The Proposal. So like I knew that wasn't right. going to land.
Right.
So.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Damien.
Yes.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What do you got?
First of all, I love your guys' show. It's amazing. I listen every day.
Thank you.
You're the one.
And I was in Ohio with my brother, and we were staying at a hotel. And when I got back to Colorado, I got a random phone call. And the receptionist from the hotel called, and she was like, do you know who you walked by when you were here? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And she's like, you walked right by Marilyn Manson. And I'm like, what? She was like, yeah.
Were you friends with the result? Like, you skipped part of the story? Or is she just calling everyone who walked by Marilyn Manson?
I have no idea how she even got my information, bro.
What?
I don't even know.
Like, you need to know.
Yeah. That's so, yeah. She wanted you to know you walked by Marilyn Manson.
Yes. Yes. Someday someone was going to be doing
his regular outfit. He wasn't looking like a, you know, how he does.
Yeah, he does character. Without the two different color eyes and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was his hair bad?
Like a regular, schmegular guy, man, and I walked right by him, unbeknownst to me, you know?
Yeah. It so, could have gone on forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so mundane, he didn't even know.
Yeah. Oh, Damien, that is an amazing story. Thank you, man. Lynn?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter.
Took my husband to the Def Leppard concert for his 50th birthday. Joe Elliott sees my husband wearing a long blonde wig, and he says, holy hell, man.
Joel, it's the lead singer of Def Leppard, by the way.
Thank you. I didn't know.
Thank you. I was like, is that another football player?
So he just said, holy hell, man.
Yes, yes.
And that was it.
Much better accent than I. Yeah, pretty good.
I love it.
Look.
I know.
He's losing it.
He's so happy.
He is.
I love your love, man.
Thank you.
I do.
Like, holy hell, man.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. It's just, I feel weird. Like, I feel like we need to talk to him longer, but there really isn't any more, right?
No.
That's end of.
This is what I love. It's just, you're waiting. Oh, I guess we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the story.
Josh?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
I was in a small saddle shop in Alamosa, Colorado, buying handmade saddles. Gerald McCraney and Delta Burke came in to buy saddles for their big ranch in California. I had no idea I was little. Delta Burke sat me on her lap. She was talking to me, bouncing me, reading and everything in the books, the horse books. And then when we left, my mom flipped out and was like, do you know who that was? That's Delta Burke and Joe McCraney. asked, okay, Mom, she's really nice, though.
Ooh. Yeah, really Gerald cool McCraney hair. And Delta Burke, famous for TV and the like.
Okay.
He was in a show called Simon and Simon. He's in the movie Focus, if you've seen that, with Will Smith and Hottie Patati.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
I don't see anything. I love that you didn't know, though.
They have huge ranches in California with buttload of horses.
Well,
butler.
Yeah, that's how you measure horses.
Yeah,
measure butler. Horses. Thank you, Josh. Brooke.
Hi, yay.
Yay. Mundane celebrity encounter. What do you have?
Yeah. So I actually, we all know Tim the Tool Man Taylor, right? So he had a wedding, like a pre-wedding party. I don't know if it was like their rehearsal or whatever, but my dad actually had worked with her, his wife's brother at the time, and they had just built like a boathouse on the lake. And so at Grand Lake, they had like their wedding party there. And I was like 10 years old, and I went up and I was like, is this apple juice? And it ended up being boxed wine. And they were like, oh, no, honey, you can't drink that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you, Brooke. Thank you. Dude, I don't. Why does this give you so much pleasure? It feels like just like.
Because who would ask Tim Allen that? You know, other than her.
Is this apple juice?
Is this apple juice? No.
No, honey. You shouldn't be drinking that.
Can I read one really quick?
Yeah, of course.
My dad saw Shaq in an elevator in Las Vegas and they started talking and he invited him up to his penthouse to a party, but he didn't go.
Yes.
What?
He didn't go.
You were so close. I was like, I don't know if it's, very mundane. Yeah. Yep, there it is.
He just was like, meh.
He said, Shaq, no thanks. Ow.
Oh my God, I'm starting to get it.
Yep.
Does that mean I'm getting stupid?
Yep.
What is happening? Sherry.
Yay!
Yay! Mundane celebrity encounter.
So years ago, my husband and I took a trip to Italy and we were touring the Vatican, and I have a tendency to just go where I want to go, whether it's marked or not. I just walk with confidence, and we ended up in the Pope's office.
Why, of course.
And we turned around to leave, and there was the Pope with all his security guards, and we got a private tour of how to exit the Vatican.
That's not mundane.
You broke the law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.